WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. In Tuesday's primaries, Democrats choose a UVA doctor to run against the Republican in the 5th District's open congressional seat. And Republican Daniel Gade will run against Senator Mark Warner. Governor Northam says he plans to further relax COVID-19 related restrictions next week, even though new cases have stopped declining in Virginia. And the state Supreme Court is ending the moratorium on evictions that had been in place due to the pandemic. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, June 24. Cameron Webb is the Democratic nominee for the open seat in the 5th Congressional District. Webb beat three other candidates in Tuesday's primary to face Republican Bob Good in November. Webb is an internal medicine physician and director of health policy and equity at the University of Virginia. He won the primary with 68% of the vote. Republican Good, who is a former Campbell County supervisor and a Liberty University employee, beat incumbent Representative Denver Riggleman in a GOP convention earlier this month. The 5th District represents Charlottesville and much of central Virginia. In the primary to pick a challenger to incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Warner, Republican voters chose Daniel Gade over two other candidates. Gade is a retired Army officer who was seriously injured in Iraq in 2005, losing a leg after his Humvee was hit by a roadside bomb. He served in the George W. Bush administration and now teaches at American University. Political analysts rate Gade's chances against Warner as low. Virginia has swung more solidly blue in the Trump era, and Republicans have not won a statewide election in more than a decade. Governor Ralph Northam said Tuesday that he plans to further relax COVID-19 related restrictions on businesses and public gatherings next week. Northam said he'd like the state to move to Phase 3 of reopening on July 1st. That's next Wednesday. Under Phase 3, restaurants and some retail stores would no longer have to limit indoor capacity to 50%, but would still have to keep customers 6 feet apart. Northam said Virginians are still safer at home, especially if they are elderly or have underlying conditions that make them more vulnerable to the new coronavirus. He reiterated that it is important for everyone to wear face coverings in indoor public places and to maintain physical distance from others. Northam said trends related to new cases of COVID-19, hospitalizations, and other key health metrics were moving in the right direction. But although Virginia has seen a gradual decline of new cases since late May, in the past week that trend has reversed. There are still an average of nearly 500 new cases each day over the last week in the Commonwealth, according to the Virginia Public Access Project. On Tuesday, 529 new cases were reported. More than 1,600 Virginians have died from the disease, with nearly 59,000 confirmed cases so far, according to the Virginia Department of Health. Also at Tuesday's press conference, Governor Northam defended his decision to enforce rules against gatherings at the Lee Monument in Richmond. Northam said nighttime protests have at times become violent or unlawful and perhaps unsafe.
As I've said, that statue is 12 tons, and it becomes a safety issue.
In addition to closing the monument grounds from dusk till dawn, the rules include restricting gatherings to 500 people or less. Protesters and the ACLU of Virginia have characterized that move as an attempt to limit free speech. Finally today, Virginia's Supreme Court is ending the eviction moratorium that had been in place due to the coronavirus pandemic. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Earlier this month, the Supreme Court of Virginia ordered a stop to all evictions as a reaction to the pandemic and the economic crisis. Now the court is ending that moratorium immediately for cases that are not about paying the rent, and Monday for cases where renters just don't have the money. Chris Brunlick at the Thomas Jefferson Institute says landlords also have obligations.
Landlords still had to pay their own creditors. They still had to use rent dollars to pay property taxes and insurance and maintenance, financing costs of the property. And these taxes, especially the local property taxes, are the things that finance the firefighters and the schools and the local social programs.
But Elaine Poon at the Legal Aid Justice Center says evicting people who don't have the money to pay rent during a pandemic will cause a series of new problems.
Allowing for evictions to move forward simply adds an additional crisis, which is homelessness. The governor does not have any plan, and localities don't really have a good plan for how to cope with possibly tens of thousands of people who will be homeless.
A spokeswoman for Governor Ralph Northam says he's crafting a rent relief program, and he plans to outline it later this week. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.